Let's give the clap offering to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Și începem cu această ofertă.
I love you all.
Ndinokudai mose.
May God bless you.
Dai mare vagoroba fadzei.
So nice to meet one another again on this side of eternity.
Zvakanaka kusangana zvekare tichiri mhiri kuno kwezienda nakuenda.
Such moments, such times that you are given by God, we are going to cherish them one of these fine days.
Nguva dzakadai tichazodzirangarira nekudzida rimwe ramazuva.
It is still day.
Achiri masikati kudai.
Before darkness comes.
Usiku husati hwauya.
Let us make use of such times.
Ngatishandisei mukana iyoyu.
Because one of these fine days you are going to hear that this one is no more here.
Nekuti rimwe ramazuva uchanzwa kuti uyu haasisipo.
And then you are going to regret and say, I wish if I had.
Wozokungura kuti ah dai.
Why can't you do it now?
Ko wadi kungozviita iko zvino.
Because this is the time.
Nekuti ino ndiyo nguva.
There is an English proverb that says, make hay while the sun shines.
Pane tsumo yechirungu inoti nguva ichiripo itoshandisa mukana.
I don't have much time here.
Handina nguva yakawanda ndiri pano.
Just a couple of things to say.
Ndine zvinhu zvishomanana zvekutaura.
So I'm going to say them quickly.
Ndichazvitaura nokuchimbidzika.
So that you quickly go back home.
Kuti tikasikire kudzokera kudzimba.
Because people they don't want long winding preachers.
Nekuti vanhu havadi vaparidzi vanotora nguva refu.
If you want to create an enemy for yourself.
Kana iwe uchida kuzvitsvagira mhandu kana kuti vavengi.
Very easy.
Zviri nyore.
Just bring long.
Chingoparidza nguva yakareba.
Take 3 hours.
Wotora maawa matatu.
You are going to regret.
Iwe uchazokungura.
So I believe one time there was a preacher that said, I don't take my church through tribulation.
Pane mumwe muparidzi akati inini kereke yangu handiipinze mutribulation.
I just give them an hour.
Ndinongovapa hour rimwe chete.
He was a visiting minister.
Anga ari mushumiri anga auya kuzoshanda.
So when he sat down.
Saka paakagara pasi.
The minister, the hosting pastor came up and said.
Hosting pastor akauya akati.
I'm different.
Ini ndakasiyana.
When I kill a snake.
Kana ndichiuraya nyoka.
I'll go back to it.
Ndinodzokera kwairi.
In other words he was saying.
Nekumwe kutaura anga achiti.
I take long. I take my time.
Inini ndinotora nguva yangu.
Shumira. But so far,
asi
kusvika parizvino
mufudzi wedu
is giving us 1 hour services, believing the message of the hour.
Vari kutiparidzira ma 1 hour, vari kutenda mharidzo yehour rimwe chete.
The congregation is very, very happy.
Congregation iri kufara tiri kuzviona.
They are rejoicing, especially in the evening times.
Kunyanya nguva dzemanheru hama dziri kufara.
So they rejoice going back home earlier.
Saka vanofarawo vakaenda kumba dzichiri kuma 8.
So I'll try by the grace of God.
Iminyasha dzamwari ndichaedza.
So I'll try to be very short, to be very brief.
Ndichaedza kupfupikisa.
I don't want to keep you standing.
Ndisida kuti murambe makamira.
So before we start our service, I would like to ask Ngoni Makaka to come forward and open with a word of prayer.
Tisatotanga shumiro ndichakumbira Ngoni Makaka auye ativhurire nemunyengetero.
Ngatinamatei. Ishe tenzi wedu Jesu Kristo. Sekuimba kwataita mangwanani ano. Mazviro kwazvo Ishe. Ndimi chaedza chenyika. Ndimi Ishe Mwari wangu chaedza chedu. Tinotenda mamuri Ishe. Tinoda kutenda ine mharidzo yamakatiratidza mazuva nekupedzesera. Yakabata moyo yedu. Yakashandura upenyu hwedu. Panino nguva Ishe mangwanani ano. Tinokumukidza Ishe mushumiri. Amira Ishe Mwari wangu panzvimbo yenyu. Mumaoko enyu Ishe, chitauraiwo nesu, mutibatsire mune upenyu hwedu, tifambe nemi Ishe Mwari wangu, zuva nezuva Ishe, nguva nenguva. Tinokudai Ishe, tinoda vana venyu, nemuzita raJesu Kristo, amen.
Thank you very much, Makaka. I would like to greet the visible audience and the invisible audience at this moment in time.
Ndakukwazisa ungano iri kuoneka neisingaoneki panguva ino.
And I would like to say, may God bless you.
Ndoda kuti Mwari vagoropafadzei.
And may he grant you your heart desires.
Vedai vakupai zvishuwo zvemwoyo yenyu.
I believe God is going to grant your heart desires.
Ndinotenda kuti Mwari vachakupa zvishuwo zvemwoyo wako iwe.
And I believe the foremost desire that we have is to go to heaven.
Ndinotenda kuti chishuwo chaunacho kupinda zvose kuenda denga.
You might not get everything that you need today, but that one, there's going to be an assurance this morning.
Unogona kusawana zvimwe zvose zvaunoda asi chishuwo ichocho uchawana simbiso yekuti uchawana izvozvo.
I would like to thank Pastor Blessing Manyeche.
Pastor Blessing Manyeche,
for this time that he has given that I should talk to you about the kingdom of heaven. I don't know who should thank who at this moment in time. Because I'm standing on his behalf. So he should come and say thank you very much. But while he's having a moment's rest, let's turn our books to the 1 John chapter 4, verse 7.
John chapter 4, verse 7.
Beloved.
Vadikanwa.
Beloved.
Hanzi vadikanwa.
I think this term there is love.
And you know tenda kutinyairi papa, ne rudo.
Love.
Rudo.
So he is saying, beloved.
Hanzi vanodiwa.
Let us love one another.
Gatidananei, mungwe no mungwe.
For love is of God.
Nokuti rudo nderwa Mwari.
And everyone that loveth is born of God.
Uye munhu wese ane rudo akaberekwa naMwari. Uye anoziva Mwari.
And he that loveth not,
uyo asina rudo,
knoweth not God.
Hazivi Mwari.
For God is love.
Nokuti Mwari rudo.
You may take your seats.
Munogona kugara yenyu pasi.
And feel very comfortable.
Munyatso dekara yenyu muzvigaro zvenyu.
But don't sleep.
Asire gai kurara.
Whilst you are enjoying the comfort of the seats.
Ma ropa fadzwa nezvigaro zvenyu.
Amen.
Amen.
So don't tempt me.
Haikona ikundisa pamiedzo.
To sleep.
Nekurara.
Because I might wake you up.
Ine ndinogona kumutsa.
But our pastor Chesa.
Asi pastor wedu pastor Chesa.
Late.
Vakafano tungamira.
Vaisinganyadzise munhu.
He would not embarrass anyone.
No.
Not at all.
For what reason?
Nekuda kwei.
Neither would he speak bad about somebody.
Kana kutaura chakaipa pamusoro
pomunhu. I recall one time.
Ndinoziva imwe nguva.
He mentioned a precious name.
Vakataura zita romuparidzi.
On the pulpit.
Pa pulpit.
And he said, "I'm sorry."
Vakati ndine horombo.
He apologized.
Vakakumbira regerero.
We are taking after that.
Isuka tiri kungotedzera izvozvo.
We don't speak evil of one another.
Hatitauri chakaipa pamusoro pemumwe munhu.
He says.
Vanoti.
There was a time when the gladiators were fighting.
Pane nguva varwi vakare pavairwa.
And there was a Christian.
Paiva nemukristu.
That was also made to get in the ring and fight.
Akamanikidzwa kuti apinde kuti anorwa.
He killed the lion. He killed the lion.
Akauraya shumba.
And then later there was one, a gladiator as well, that was given to him so that he could fight.
Akazopiwa mumwe murwi wekuti arwe naye.
And he fought.
Ndokurwa.
And he fought.
Akarwa.
And somehow.
Neimwe nzira.
The enemy fell down.
Muvengi akawa pasi.
And he was about to strike.
Zvino iye anga kufanira kuti achiuraya. Akatarira mukuru.
And the emperor signaled and said, "Kill him."
Mambo akati munhu ngaafe.
And he said, "I cannot kill a man."
Akati handikwanisi kuuraya mumwe munhu.
Because it is written, "Thou shalt not kill."
Nekuti zvakanyorwa kuti usauraya.
But these days,
asi mazuva ano,
such murder.
Kuuraya kwakadaro
is committed every day by Christians.
Kunoitwa zuva nezuva namakristu.
They are killing.
Vari kuuraya.
Speaking evil of one another.
Kutaura mashoko kaipa pamusoro pomumwe.
Devouring one another.
Vachidzikisirana.
Pastor Chesa said.
Pastor Chesa vanoti.
I refuse to kill a man.
Ini ndinoramba kuuraya mumwe munhu.
So refuse to kill a man.
Saka iwewe ramba kuuraya mumwe munhu.
What is to kill a man?
Kuuraya mumwe munhu kuita sei?
As a Christian is to talk evil.
Semukristu kutaura zvakaipa.
Talk bad.
Kutaura zvakaipa.
Backbiting.
Kumunyeya kumuseura
God. You might have a reason for saying that.
Unogona ngone chikonzero chinogamuchirika chekuti udaro.
But you are a murderer.
Asi uri mhondi.
Before God.
Pamberi paMwari.
You want to go to heaven?
Uda kuenda kudenga.
Don't be a murderer.
Imborega
kuponda vamwe. Because there is no murderer that goes to heaven.
Nekuti hakuna mhondi inoenda kudenga.
But if you've got the love of God.
Asikana une rudo rwaMwari.
You know when you love somebody.
Unoziva kana uchida mumwe munhu.
If he does something wrong.
Akaita chimwe chinhu chisiricho.
You say, "No, he did not mean to do that."
Unoti, "Ah, amayanga isingazvireve izvi."
That is an enemy.
Uyu muvengi.
Because you love such a person.
Nekuti munhu yakadaro unomuda.
Your son.
mwanakomana
if he does something wrong
kana kaita chimwe
chisiri because your son
nekuti mwana wako
you say no he did not mean to do that
unoti aiwa anga asingarevi kudaro
why because you love
nokuda kwekuti unomuda
so love is the greatest force
saka rudo ndo simba guru
kupinda by this shall all men know that you are my disciples
nokuda kwezvizvi vanhu vose vachaziva kuti muri vadzidzi
vangu
kana muine rudo mumwe nomumwe
so I'm going to take from our predecessor
ndichatora kune vakafanira vakatisiya
and I believe our pastor as well is writing on it again
ndinotenda kuti mufudzi wedu vari kufamba pamusoro pezvimwe chetezvo
about love
pamusoro perudo
when he asked me to come and stand before you
pavakandikumbira kuti ndiuye kuzomira pamberi penyu
I was busy preparing my message
ndandiri mushishi kugadzira maridzo yangu
is my card
sekudamburwa kwandakaitwa namwari
it was rather evangelical
yanga iri yekuvhangira
but somehow
asine imwe nzira
God said no not this one
mwari vakati kwete kwete maridzo yako iyi
and he gave me another title
ndokubva vandipa mumwe musoro
which we are going to share shortly
watiri kuzogoverana
it's going to be a long reading
pachava nekuveringa kwakanyanya
so I'm not going to expect much amens from you
saka ina handisi kutarisira ma amen akawanda kubva kwamuri
I'm not soliciting them
handisi kumakumbira kwete
because much of them are going under the fifth river
nekuti akawanda acho ari kuenda pasi perumbabvu rwechishanu
so I'm not going to ask and say amen
handisi kuzokumbirai kuti vanhu vamwari chimbotipaiwo amen
because I know that a preacher needs such
nekuti ndoziva kuti muparidzika anotodawo ma amen
but as for me I'm not preaching
asi kana ndirini zvangu handisi kuparidza pari zvino
don't take as one of the preachers
musandiveringa panoveringa waparidzi
I'm just going to have a presentation
ndichango kupaiwo zvandinazvo zvandagadzira
presentation
saka zvandagadzira
it has got a beginning
zvine mavambo
it has got an end
zvine magumo
you don't say much
hautauri zvakawanda
because it's a presentation
nekuti presentation
so I expect this to be like a classroom
ndizokutarisira kuti ino ichaita kunge classroom
lecture
kana kuti lecture
because there's going to be a good teaching of it
nekuti pachange paine kudzidziswa kwakanaka
I believe that
ndinozvitenda izvi
I don't care who you are
handina basa kuti ndiwani
what you are
kana kuti uri ani vanhu vanotii pamusoro pako asi uchava nechikamu chako
John 3:16 reads
John 3:16 inoverenga ichiti
there was a time one of our beloved sister was troubled by a devil
pane imwe nguva imhanzva dzedu yanga ichivhiringwa nemweya tsvina
and I said can you read John 3:16
ndikati ko mungaverengawo here John 3:16
she could not read that
akatadza kuverenga gwaro irori
the devil forbid
satan akamurambidza
on this verse just alone this verse alone can take you to heaven now
iri verse iri rega rinogona kuti kusvitsa denga iko zvino
right now
iko zvino
not tomorrow
kwete mangwana
not any other verse
kwete
not
any
other mystery
kwete chimwe chakavanzika
just this verse alone
asi verse iri yoga
you don't have to do anything
hapana cha unofana kuita
you just have to believe
unofana kungotenda
that's it
zvega
often a time preachers they make it very hard for people to go to heaven.
Nguva zhinji vaparidza vanoita kuti zvinenge zvakaomarara kuti vanhu vaende kudenga.
It is said you Pharisees, I'm not calling them Pharisees, okay?
Zvinonziva Pharisees.
But he says you stand in the way of those that want to go to heaven and you make them twice.
Hanzi imi
children of hell.
Munodzivisa
vanhu. Because you know that you are not going so you stand before them.
Munomira mutidzivisa vanhu movaita kuti vave vana vasatani vakapetuka kairi vanozviomesa kwazvo kuenda kudenga kuti zviite kunge zvakaomarara kureurura chivi chako asi zvinhu zvakanyoreka ouya kuhama yako kuti hama ndine urombo asi katauriro
kazvinoita
neunhu hunozotevera mushure
zvinoita
kuti vanhu vafunge ruviri vasati vaita
brethren
vasati vagadzirisa zvinhu zvavo hazvifanira kunge zvakadaro
for God so loved the world
nokuti Mwari wakada nyika
he talk of love
taura pamusoro perudo
God is love as we have heard
Mwari rudo sezvatanzwa
that he gave his only begotten son
kuti akapa mwanakomana wake woga
that whosoever believeth in him should not perish.
Kuti ani nani zvake anotenda maari haazoparari.
But have everlasting life.
Asi ave neupenyu husingaperi.
You can go to heaven.
Unogona kuenda kudenga.
We can even close with the word of prayer.
Tinogona kutovhara neshoko remunyengetero.
This verse alone.
Vhesi iri roga.
Spells out the purpose of God.
Rinovhara tara chinangwa chaMwari.
He gave his only begotten son. He was human.
Anga ari munhu akapa mwanakomana wake
oga.
Sezvo wakangoita iwewe nini?
Feel how human beings feel.
Kuti akunzwa kuti vanhu vanonzwa sei. Manzwiro mashanu vakamanzwa.
Are we together?
Tiri tose.
He felt how painful it was to be inflicted, to be rejected of man.
Vakanzwa kurwadza kwazvinoita kurambwa nevanhu kuzvidzwa. Rejection is difficult.
Vakamborambwa nevasikana munoziva.
Those that were rejected know the feeling.
Kurambwa kunorwadza.
It is a painful feeling that.
It's so painful to be rejected.
Zvinorwadza kurambwa.
Somebody says no.
Munhu munoti kwete.
I don't love you.
Munhu wamari handinzwi manzwira munawo.
What shall we do with this man that is called Jesus?
Kutoita seiko nemunhu anonzi Kristu Jesu.
You crucify him.
Vakati muroverei.
What wrong has he done? We don't care, but you crucify him.
Ko apara mhosva yei hatina basa nazvo. Muroverei.
He rejected him.
Vanhu vakaramba Mwari. Anga asingadiwe. Zvinorwadza kurambwa.
And they said now there is a law.
Vakati zvino pane murao.
Whom shall we release?
Ko tosunungurani.
We've got a robber here.
Isu pano
tine gororo. A murderer.
Tine mondi.
Of the two.
Pavaviri ava.
Barabbas or Jesus.
Barabbas kana Jesu.
And there was canvassing.
Vanhu vakatanga kuzevezera.
By the Pharisees.
VaFarisi vachifurira vanhu.
Barabbas.
Vakatuda Barabbas.
Barabbas was so surprised.
Barabbas akashamisika.
Me.
Akati nini?
Release me.
Vakusunungura inini?
I should go and be crucified.
Ndiri ndofanira kunorovererwa.
But they are saying that this man should go.
Asi vari kuti munhu inga asiwe.
On my behalf. Barabbas could not believe.
Barabbas akatoshamiswa onazvo.
You are also like Barabbas this morning.
Iwe wakafanana na Barabbas mangwanana. Haunga zvitendi.
Jesus Christ died for you.
Kuti Jesu Kristu akafira iwewe. Asi akafira iwewe.
What have you to do?
Koi wakaita sei?
Accept it.
Chingozvigamuchira. Chingozvitenda.
That's it.
Zvatopera.
You are on your way to heaven.
Watomunzira kuenda kudenga.
For God so loved the world.
Nekuti Mwari vakada nyika.
That he gave his only begotten son.
Vakapa mwanakomana wega.
Whoever believeth on him.
Ani nani anotenda maari.
Hazoparare
asi ave neupenyu husingaperi.
You have eternal life now.
Iwe iko zvino neupenyu husingaperi. Sekugara kwakaita ukazvitenda.
In the Lord Jesus Christ.
Muna tenzi Jesu Kristu.
Accepted him.
Kana wakamugamuchira.
Semponesi wako. When he was going to the cross.
Paenda pamuchinjikwa.
When he was suspended between the heaven and the earth.
Akarembera pakati pedenga nenyika. Paakachema.
My father.
Akati baba vangu baba vangu. Ko mandira zviriko.
The heavens could not help him.
Denga rakataza kumubatsira. Baba vake havana kumubatsira. Hapana akagona kumubatsira.
Amai
vake
Mary.
Petro. Hapana akamubatsira.
He was rejected of man.
Akarambwa nevanhu.
The creator.
Iye musiki.
It was so painful.
Zvakamurwadza.
Then he cried.
Ndokuchema.
It is finished.
Akati zvapera.
I have done it.
Ndazviita.
Because the devils, they frustrated him.
Nekuti madimoni aimushungurudza.
They wanted him to die frustrated.
Vaida kuti afe ashungurudzika.
Die with the anger.
Kuti afe aine hasha.
Anger is of the devil.
Hasha ndedza Satan.
So they were trying to inflict that.
Vakaedza kumupa.
But.
Asi.
When Pilate.
Pilato.
Came to him.
Pakauya kwaari.
And then he scrutinized.
Ndokubva atanga kuongorora.
And he says, I need a dish.
Akandikuda dish.
I find no fault.
Mumurume uyu handiwani mhosva.
But the Pharisee said, crucify him.
Asi maFarisi vakati muroverere.
Why do you crucify him? Because of love.
Kusei muda muroverera nekuti nokuda kwerudo.
If you are his disciples,
kana imi muri vadzidzi vake,
you shall be known.
Muchazivikanwa.
When you have got love.
Pamunenge muine rudo
for another.
Kune mumwe nomumwe.
Above everything.
Pamusoro pazvose.
Love one another.
Ivaine rudo kune mumwe nomumwe.
Stick together.
Rambai muri pamwe chete.
Amen.
Amen.
There was a parable that was given.
Pane nyaya yakapiwa naKristu.
That there was a man that was coming from Jerusalem going to Jericho.
Pane murume aibva Jerusalem achienda Jericho.
And he fell among robbers.
Ndokubva awirwa nembavha.
And they left him for dead.
Ndokutomusiya atohapa nhoyo rufu.
But by chance came a priest.
Asi pakangopfuurawo nomumwe muprist.
And he recalled what the Bible said.
Ndokubva afunga zvakataurwa nebhaibheri.
He thought the person was dead.
Akafunga kuti munhu uyu akafa.
Another chance came a Levite.
Nemamwe masanga pakapinda murevi.
And then he recalled what the Bible said.
Ndokubva arangarira zvakataurwa nebhaibheri.
I cannot touch a corpse.
Akati handibati chituna.
And then he left.
Ndokumusiya kada.
And then it so happened that there was a Samaritan.
Zvakazoitika kuti pakapfuura munhu weSamaria.
The Bible is stressing that he was a Samaritan.
Bhaibheri riri kunyatsotsokodzera nyaya yekuti anga ari munhu weSamaria.
A cross between a Jew and a Greek.
Munhu musanganiswa pakati pemujudha nemugreek.
A Samaritan.
MuSamaria.
And he took care of such an one.
Akachengeta munhu iyeyi akamubatsira.
Put him on his donkey.
Ndokubamuisa padhonge rake.
Bound the wounds.
Ndokubandeja maronda.
Oil and the wine.
Ndokumuisa oil newine.
To a hospital.
And he
said, please take care of my patient. If there is more money that is needed, I'll come and repair. Please take care. Everything.
I'm prepared to pay.
He was answering a question. Who is my neighbor?
Zvikanzi kumuvakidzani wangu ndiani?
So he says that's your neighbor.
Zvikanzi iyeye ndiye muvakidzani wako.
Somebody that he did not know.
Mumwe munhu wanga asingatoziva.
Let alone somebody you know.
Kokuzototi munhu waunoziva.
This one was somebody that he did not know.
Uyu akanga ari munhu wanga asingazive.
There was no blood relation.
Vanga vasina ukama.
Are we together?
Tiritose here.
Christians are kind.
MaKristu ane moyo wakanyorova.
Not only to believers.
Kwete kuvatendi bedzi.
But to sinners,
asine kuvatadzi,
to people that do not know God,
kune vanhu vasingazivi Mwari,
they extend their love,
vanoratidza rudo.
But alas,
asi tarira,
the way we behave,
mazvibatiro atinozviita
to one another,
kune mumwe nemumwe,
somebody that will be in need,
mumwe munhu anenge achishuwa,
then you say, ah, tokowaro.
What it has found him, it has befallen him. I knew that you would get your time, your chance to be punished.
Christ saying that. Wishing evil.
Achishuvira zvakaipa.
To a humankind.
Pamusoro pemumwe munhu.
And you call yourself a Christian.
Obva uzozviti ndiri muKristu.
A message believer.
Mutendi weshoko.
That believes Malachi 4.
Anotenda shoko ra Malachi 4.
Gimmick.
Ah, masanga, masaramus.
Nyeperana.
That's lying to one
you
another.
You don't believe message of the hour.
Autendi maridzo.
You are a murderer. You don't believe.
Autotendi.
Malachi 4.
Malachi 4.
Because there's no such a teaching.
Nekuti hakuna dzidziso yakadaro.
To wish your brother something evil.
Kushuvira hama yako zvinhu zvakaipa.
Because he has done you evil.
Nekuti akuitira chakaipa.
And then you say, let something happen to him.
Woti ngaawirwe nechimwe
chinhu. So that he might know or she might know what type of a person I am.
Tagoziva kuti ndiri munhu wekaindi yakaita sei ndiri mwana waMwari.
Hagone kuti da. My God, you shall see what is going to do.
Uchaona zvaitwa naMwari wangu.
You are anointed of the devil, my God.
Wakazodzwa nemweya tsvina.
Because the God that we know.
Mwari watinoziva.
Even Stephen himself.
Nyangwe Stephen pachaki.
He said, Lord, lay not this charge.
Akati Mwari musape mhosva iyi.
Even Jesus Christ himself.
Kunyange Kristu Jesu pachake.
He said they do not know what they are.
Akati havazivi zvavanoita vanhu.
That our example.
No means aniso wedu.
Where are you getting that example yourself?
Muenzaniso uri kuwana kupi iwe?
Wishing somebody evil.
Kushuvira mumwe munhu chakaipa.
Because he has behaved this way.
Nekuti azvibata nemabatiro akadai.
So you are going to say let the world know.
Saka kuti nyika ngaizive.
That I'm a child of God.
Kuti ini ndiri mwana waMwari.
You shall see what is going to happen.
Mirai muone zvichaitika kwaari.
The spirit of witchcraft.
Mweya wekuroya iwoyo.
You are a murderer.
Unenge uri mhondi.
I don't care who you are, what you are, what you say about yourself.
Handina basa kuti ndiwani unofunga kuti ndiwani kana kuti.
But you've got a wrong spirit.
Asi mweya uri pauri unenge wakaipa.
But often a time we have been found very guilty.
Kwa zhinji zhinji takawanika tine mhosva.
We sit down.
Togara pasi.
We talk.
Totaura.
We eat.
Todya.
We kill.
Tichiuraya.
Refuse to kill a man.
Iwe ramba kuraya munhu.
Because those that go to heaven they do not behave like that.
Nekuti avo vanopinda denga havazvibati nemabatiro akadai.
My message this morning.
Maridzo yangu mangwanani ano.
Perfect love.
Rudo rwakakwana.
Nothing can enter there without it.
Hakuna chinopinda kudenga chisina rudo rwakakwana.
It's not going what it's not what you are going to do.
Haisinyaya zvauchaita.
Or what you are going to lack or whatever.
Kana chauchashutadza kuita kana chero chimwe chinhu.
One thing that is needed.
Chinhu chimwe chete chinodiwa.
The perfect love.
Rudo rwakakwana.
Then you enter.
Watopinda.
It's not your millions.
Haasi mamirioni ako.
Or your poverty.
Kana urombo wako.
That is going to take you to heaven.
Uchaita kuti upinde denga.
Poverty is not a reason why you should go to heaven.
Uromboka hausi chikonzero chekuti unozipinda denga nekuti watambura panyika.
It only means that you are lacking information.
Zvinongoreva kuti iwa hauna zivo yakakwana.
To make money.
Yekuti
if you get information,
ukawana zivo,
you make money.
Unoita mari.
Yes. So that does not take you to heaven.
Saka izvozvo hazvikupinze denga.
Don't feel pity that I'm a poor man. I don't have anything.
Gratis what handina chandinacho.
And then you start to sing religious songs.
Utanga kuimba nziyo dzemweya.
And then you think by singing those religious songs.
Utanga kuimba nziyo dzemweya.
You get in the spirit. That is the spirit of poverty.
Uri kupinda mumweya wematambudziko nenhamo. Hausi mweya kupinda denga.
No.
Wait.
Put on the garment of praise.
Iwe pfeka hanzu yekurumbidza.
Live right.
Urarama zvakanaka.
Every day.
Zuva nezuva.
That's a passport.
No passport.
Love your brother.
Ida hama yako.
Love your sister.
Ida hanzvadzi yako.
No matter how bad he might speak about you.
Zvisinei kuti ataura zvakadii.
You don't have any reason to talk back.
Hauna chikonzero chekudzorera.
If you talk back.
Kana ukadzorera.
God is going to come with a whipping.
Mwari achauya neshamu.
To both.
Kwamuri mesi.
You.
Iwewe.
And the one that wronged you.
Watadzirwa neatadza wacho.
Chandagona hapana.
Then you have done nothing, achieved nothing at the end of the day.
Jerere kubindura.
That's the name of a prison in Bindura there.
Yes. He has done you evil. And you are wishing him bad. And God is going to come. You will give that one a whipping. Because he's a child of God. But he also turned to you. Because he is, you are also a child of God. And he also give you a whipping. Because you do not know what you should know. They had one pastor. They had the same president. But five of them were foolish.
Asi vashanu vanga vari mapenzi.
Stupid.
Vanga vakapusa.
And some were wise.
Vanga vakachenjera.
Clever.
Vanga vakangwara.
Some are clever here.
Pane vakangwara pano.
Some are stupid here.
Pane vakapata ipo pana.
Why are they stupid?
Kusei vakapata.
They do not have perfect love.
Havana rudo rwakakwana.
And what is perfect love?
Ko rudo rwakakwana chii?
Nothing without it can ever enter there.
Pasina rudo rwakakwana upindi.
That is the Holy Ghost.
Ndo mweya mutsvene.
How many love Jesus?
Vangani vanoda Jesu.
How many love me?
Vangani vanondida.
Ah, you are commanded.
Munotosungirwa, munorayirwa.
It's a commandment.
Murayiro.
I leave you this commandment.
Ndinokusiyirai murayiro.
Even as I am your arch enemy.
Nyangwe inini ndiri muvengi wako wekupedzisira.
And you don't love me.
Iwe usingandide.
You are of the devil.
Uri wa Satan.
Oh yes.
Hongu.
You did not know that.
Because
you are commanded.
Munopiwa murayiro.
That you should love Stephen.
Kuti munofanira kuda Stephen.
Loving one another.
Kudanana.
Don't speak evil of Stephen.
Haikona kutaura chakai pamusoro pa Stephen.
Talk good about him.
Taura zvakanaka pamusoro pake.
You pray for him.
Munamatire.
That when he is preaching.
Kuti paanenge achiparidza.
He won't provoke.
Asadini.
You, but he will provoke the devil.
Asi adini Satan. Asadini iwewe.
Second Peter,
chapter 3,
verse 9 to 14. I have started now.
The tanga
manch. That was my salutation.
Jerusalem.
Good morning.
Mangwanani.
I salute you, the bride of Jesus Christ.
Those that are
going to be in the first resurrection,
I salute
you. Those that are going to be in the rapture, I wish you well. Because it was spoken, there shall be a rapture. So I say, shalom. To you that are going to be in the rapture.
And to those
that are going to be in the second in the first resurrection.
You
are going before and you greet Brother Branham for us. And other saints that are already gone. Tell them Stephen is also coming. He is on the touch line.
Stephen ari pa touchline.
He's trying to live right.
Ari kuedza kurarama zvakanaka.
Every day.
Zuva nezuva.
So expect him at any moment in time.
Saka mutarisirei kuti anogona kungopinda chirunguva.
Because remember.
Nekuti rangarira.
He has overlived this time.
Nguva yakeka yatokwana.
He has overlived this time.
Atorarama kupfuura nguva yake.
His allotted time on earth is expired.
Nguva yake yakapiwa panyika yakapfuura.
So he is living.
Saka ari kurarama.
And he is clothed in borrowed robes.
Akapfeka hanzu dzokubereka.
Yes, because I might be in the first resurrection.
Nekuti ndinogona kunge ndiri murumuko rokutanga.
I don't know.
Handizive.
I would be very pleased if I were to be there.
Ini ndingafare kwazvo kana ndirimo.
You should not be afraid of death.
Iwe haufani kutya kufa.
Why are you afraid of death?
Kusi muchitya rufu.
No.
Kwete.
Christians are not afraid of death.
Makristo haatye rufu.
They embrace it.
Vanotorigamuchira.
But they do not commit suicide.
Asa havazozvurai.
If you do that,
ukangoita izvozvo,
you are hellbound.
Wakananga gehena.
Why should you kill yourself?
Unozvurairi
nekuti washupika.
Because you have been troubled by this life.
Shupa.
Your child has given you trouble. Your husband has given you trouble.
So Zimbabwe zvakushupa.
The economy of Zimbabwe has given you trouble.
Chingwa price yacho is beyond your reach.
You can't afford to buy a loaf of bread because
vana vari kuchema.
Children are crying.
Zvikwereti mututu.
And the debts are rising.
Wakuti ishe chiuya. Hauye pakadaro.
Then you say, Lord, come. You will not come right then.
You are misguided.
Unenge wakatorashika.
You are taught wrong.
Vakadzidziswa zvisizvo.
Vakadzidziswa zviri right.
Those that have been taught right.
Havagomere nekuda kwechingwa chakwira.
They do not groan when the price of bread goes up.
Vakomba kuita $4 one way.
The transport is $4 one way.
Havagomere seizvozvo.
They will not groan.
Nekuti hazviendese kudenga.
Because that does not take one to heaven.
Zvinoendesa kudenga.
That which takes them to heaven.
Ikape maamon.
It's the cup of the Amorites.
Kuti ishe.
Say, Lord, is it not yet full? Look at how the women are walking on the world. They are empty naked. Look at what the men are doing. The hairstyles, Lord. The haircuts, oh God.
What kind of
haircut? What kind of haircut is this?
There's no
hair. Oh Lord, have mercy. That is what takes one to heaven. Groaning by the haircuts men are taking. The way they are shaping the beard. We have never seen such. Where did these people come from? The way that they are shaping the eyebrows. When I was at school, there was a civic day. The girls would come dressed in the way that they want. Then they would shape the eyebrows.
By the way, it's a presentation.
Presentation at Rungopai.
But they would tell them.
I would tell them that day.
To remember, mangwana is civic day.
Remember, tomorrow is not civic day. I want to see those eyebrows.
And I meant it.
Ndaitorevesa.
Amen. Ndafara nechimbo chaimbwa.
I rejoiced by the reason of the song that was sung.
Anzi, my pastor and I.
Is my pastor and I.
Can I give you a tip?
Egaika ndimbokupanga izano.
If you don't love the person,
kana iwe usingade munhu,
love the office.
Chida office yari.
It's just a tip.
Approach
the office.
Shika kune office yacho.
Because there's a bora.
Right now, football.
Ripa number 9.
It's on the number 9. It's with the number 9, the striker.
Rina blessing manyeche.
The ball is with blessing manyeche.
Can a blessing ari team kwako manje?
If blessing is on your team,
haumake.
You don't mark him. He is the gunman, number 9.
11.
Eleven.
Pass the ball to Blessing.
Pass the ball to blessing.
Number 10 uko right uko.
Number 10 on the right wing.
Passira bola kubuna blessing.
Pass the ball to blessing.
Ago ese mchacha, avure mchacha.
So that he can score a scorcher, a screamer.
Get the remote mode.
In the gates of demons.
Panginenge paine goalkeeper anenga achinzi skipper yake akanyorwa kunzi hatred.
There is a goalkeeper who's got a jersey that's written hatred.
Bora rinobva ku number 7 ku left uko.
The ball comes from number 7, the left, goes to number 11.
Blessing are going to achimhanya.
And blessing is heading straight up in the middle. Then he gets there.
Chimpasira bora. Kana achingo mpasira manje. Imimi kamanje mmeso.
If you've passed him the ball,
chitangai manje kuti come on blessing.
You must start cheering him on. Come on blessing.
Because
he is on your team.
Manje mukamtorira bora racho.
Now if you take the ball from him, he is not on your side.
Hanzi na Kristo.
Then Christ says, as he was answering the disciples, where is this coming from? Did we not put good things there? Where are these bad things coming from? Says, Muvengi wangu. The enemy of Christ is one that marks blessing. Who wishes bad luck on him, bad omen.
Yes. If you don't love him,
he'll
bound.
Wakananga geena.
No. It's scripture.
That's scripture.
Yes, you are hell bound.
Wakatunanga geena.
He repents.
Unafana utendeuka.
I'm sorry.
What in the urumbo?
Nadidika.
Amen.
Saka arugumanya naru bora blessing.
Blessing is running with the ball.
Akabereka number 9.
He's carrying on the number 9. As I'm speaking, giving this example of soccer, I'm not supporting soccer. I am wondering, Christians these days, putting on a red jersey written Red Devils.
A Christian.
A Christ.
Red Devil. Red Lucifer.
Red Lucifer. Red Devils. He's putting on that jersey. With the flag. A Christian. The way the worldly people adore or cherish soccer. And the way that they do. If they mistake you that you are not a Christian,
don't find fault now.
Sambo wana mosha nekuda kwaizvozvo.
Kude vaire bhora kukuitwa nemakristo.
Christians are loving soccer.
Beloved, let us love God. Not
soccer. The way the Christians are loving soccer, they love God that way.
Talking about
the way they speak about him, about those guys. The modern footballer. Lionel Messi.
Yes.
The way they love him. They don't want with him.
You are worshipping him. That is the religion.
That's
the religion. Are we together?
I'm not saying passing the ball to your child is bad. I'm not saying that. You know what I mean. The way that they adore. The example that I've given, that don't mark the man on the ball. Pass the ball to him to score.
Against the enemy.
So that we can all be blessed. If you are a relay athlete,
it's open boys.
You choose. Now,
it's open.
They look for champions. Them that start. The ones that go after them. The ones that go after the second one. And then the finishers. Them on the terraces, they are cheering, cheering their men or their woman. At school, in the house that I was in, there was one who was a good runner. That man would run. you sisters, you go, and boys, young boys and girls, go to, you're going, them, it's a school activity.
Yeah.
They would run. This, this boy would run. And people loved him. If I had a son, I'd call him Manya. Because he was excelling. He was being cheered to run with the ball. Says, I've come with a son. I've called him Blessing.
I want to dedicate my son. Your name is Blessing, so I was so pleased.
Staring in the blessing that Kafazuka Kwash.
Saga, instead of Manya and Amuti blessing.
Instead of calling him Manya, I now call him Blessing.
Just to appreciate.
Kungo Yamurabeds.
In other words, what I'm trying to say is
Sandrugeza Utauranizij.
Mukuru Zire.
Cheer him on.
Baruku Manya the last race.
As they are running the last portion of the race.
Kutitire Zakanak.
So that we can all benefit.
Tinokuitira zvakanak.
That will benefit you also.
Because we are riding on love.
Isusu takatasha rudo.
The greatest force.
Simba guru pinda masimba
ose. That there is.
Pinda masimba ose.
Amen. Peter.
Petru.
The Lord is not slack concerning his promise as some men count slackness.
Ishe anunu kikuita sezu haka pikira sezu no itu kwa nevangwe.
But is long suffering.
Asi une moyo mrefu.
To us word.
Kwa tiri.
Not willing that any should perish.
Nokuti hadi kuti mumwe arasike.
But that all should come to repentance.
Asi kuti vose vatendeuke.
Saka Mwari haasi kunonoka.
God is not tiring.
Ane moyo murefu newe.
He is long suffering with you.
Brother Branham pane pawakapinda mu restaurant.
Brother Branham went into a
varimo momo vakashatirwa vachiona zvanga zvirimo.
He got infuriated when he saw what was right there.
Akati Mwari, why can't you destroy?
Akati Mwari, why don't you destroy?
Vision vayauya.
Then a vision came.
Mistakes.
And he was shown his mistakes.
Mistake.
There is none, and all of us have got our own mistakes. All of us are delaying the coming of the Lord. What you have done today, not yesterday, today,
about an hour ago.
Tongodi 1 hour apura. You know that. That has delayed the coming of the Lord.
So he is not slack.
Coming.
But
he's long suffering with you.
Come to repentance.
Kuti ushike
kufa kwemtadzi.
God does not like the perishing of a
sinner.
He doesn't give him any joy.
Kufa
he rejoices when a saint passes away or passes on. So if he's tarrying, he's long suffering. So that you come to repentance. So that you come to love your brother. So that you don't embarrass the brother. Even if they are sleeping like they are right now. Let us clap the hands. Let's clap for those that have been sleeping. Now they are awake. Welcome.
They are confused about what they are doing.
Being confused on why they are clapping their hands.
Amen. My brother and I. We all
want to go.
Because
what I'm talking about.
Eternal life.
This is eternal life. So Satan wants you to miss eternal life because he doesn't have eternal life.
Church age. Church age.
Reading about the men that he likes so much.
Church Age book.
Church Age book.
The Gamian.
The Gamian Church.
Messenger Martin.
Messenger Martin.
Ndichakumbira mududziri kuti panchange nichiverenga arege kududzira.
He's going to humbly request the translator to skip translating the quotes.
Nekuti akati wandei.
Because they are quite numerous.
Remember, he zana 1 o'clock.
Remember, we should knock off at 1 o'clock.
Saka tunakwenza kuti tibate nguva iyoyo.
We want to be on time.
Saka ndikatora 2 hours.
So if I take 2 hours,
uyu nekududzira kwaari kuti arikutora futi 2 hours.
Then he would require 2 hours or slightly over 12.
Message yanga yakareba.
And it appears like the message has been long and winding.
Ovengerwa mahara.
And then you gain some enemies without any fault.
Saka kana hama yako isingagone kuverenga isinganzwe churungu.
So if your brother cannot understand English, write the quotes down and the scriptures. Maybe get some time to tell them they were saying this. Because I know there are some who cannot comprehend English.
It's not their fault.
They never got an opportunity like the one you got. But you who got an opportunity, you are failing to overcome school. You know, being daft is demon power. Let me tell you this. Maybe you don't know that. You know when the results are there that I was anointed by evil spirits.
Martin was converted to Christ while he was following a career as a professional soldier. It was while he was still engaged in this occupation that a most remarkable miracle occurred. It is recorded that a beggar lay sick in the streets of the town where Martin was posted. Right? This is a beggar, not a Christian. Are we together? He's a?
Mupemi.
A beggar. Not a Christian, a beggar.
Mupemi.
The winter cold was more than he could bear, for he was poorly clad. No one paid any attention to his needs until Martin came by. Seeing the poor man's plight, but not having any extra garment, he took off his outer cloak, cut it in two with his sword, and wrapped the cloak around the freezing man. He attended him the best he could and went on his way. That was the best he could do for that beggar. Just imagine camouflage
of a soldier in Zimbabwe. That is what Martin was. He was putting on his regalia. And he saw a beggar. No one was paying attention to him. How can I help him? I have nothing. Can't you see the prophet doing the same thing? Praying for this man. Maybe they have never put on a pair of shoes.
But
my shoe is a size too small. He put himself.
Felt.
He put himself in the shoes of this person. Maybe they have never had a decent meal. What shall I do now?
The gift of God began to operate.
When he entered there, Chipo Chamari chakatanga kushanda.
Chipo chaicho chaicho. Gift.
If it's operating where there is no love, now continue with that gift. Leave me out of that bracket. A gift that operates without love.
Because
the only thing or the only person that I know that cannot love is the devil.
But I get confused now.
The hatred that this man has and what they are talking about. But the operation of the gifts, the way it's working with him.
I'm rather confused.
That to kanganisika ipapo.
Cut
the garment. You wrapped him.
That night the Lord Jesus appeared unto him in a vision. There he stood like a beggar, wrapped in half of Martin's garment. He spoke to him and said, Martin, though he is only a cat human, has clothed me with this garment. From that time on, Martin sought to serve the Lord with all his heart. His life became a series of miracles, manifesting the power of God. Where is it stemming from? Love. I like such a gift. That has its roots chakadyarwa chine midzi uri murudo. After having left the army and having become a leader in the church, he took a very militant stand against idolatry. Gatende. Gatidzike. Again and again. Let's leave that. Let's get to 57, paragraph 57. Which fulfilled the scripture, the Gambian church, which fulfilled the scripture. Note that one, 57, 59, the Gambian church age. If you cannot find it, let me read it from here. Which fulfill the scripture, in so much as you have done unto this, you have done it unto me. So uri kuitira mumwe munhu hazvina basa kuti mubeliever here count is an unbeliever.
What you're doing to the next person, whether they are a believer or unbeliever,
you are doing it unto the Lord.
Uri kutozviitira kuna Mwari.
Paul mumwe musi aifunga kuti ari kuita zvakanaka.
Paul one day thought he was doing good.
Asi chiedza chakauya kwaari chikati, ko Paulo uri kunditambudzireiko?
A light came to him and said, Paul, why do you persecute me?
Zvakaoma kukika zvipikiri Paulo.
It's hard to kick against the pricks.
Zvakanzi ndimi aniko Ishe? Zvakanzi ndini Jesu.
Says, who are you, Lord? Says, I am Jesus.
Saka ndozvaunga uchiita iwewe.
That is what you were doing.
Pese panguva ichitaura zvakaipa pamusoro pemumwe munhu.
All the time you were speaking bad about the next brother.
Zvaunga uchiitira munhu iye.
What you were doing towards that brother.
Unto the Lord.
Uri kutozviitira ishe.
Wanga usingazvizive.
You did not know that.
So take that for a lesson. Whatever you do to somebody, you are doing it unto Christ. Just remember. Now, let us say that together. Brother Branham and congregation, speak in unison. Let's do likewise. Again, what you do to others, you have done to Christ. Again, again, Paul does not say again, but he says finally, brethren. Finally, right. Don't go over just 3 seconds.
Give you 3 seconds to think about what you have done to the next person. Was Christ happy with what you did?
Because
that is what we have read.
What you do to others, you have done to Christ.
So
no matter what he thinks about you, it is what you think about him. See, that am I lost? So that brings the blessing. Are we together? What you think about him, that brings the blessing.
So I want to funga bamusoro pake ndozvinounza ropa fads.
Are we together?
Amen.
Amen. So, life of Martin Nyange is there in my miracles.
So, the life of Martin was a series of miracles.
Ngatiende paragraph 16, yeah, mambo isa, yeah.
Go to paragraph 16.
Timbuzi wapamusuri paie. Munzo kutumprofitano tichi. Too often, when men are signally used of the Lord, they become lifted up with pride. Gataure nechishona ipapo. Kadikika vese kaka.
Kazhinji kazhinji kana vanhu vakashandiswa naMwari zvine simba zvinooneka vanosimudzirwa nokuzvitutumadza.
Too often.
Kazhinji kazhinji.
When men are signally used of the Lord, they become lifted up with pride.
Vanhu vakashandiswa naMwari zvinooneka pachena vanozvisimudzira nokuzvikudza.
But not so with Martin. He ever remained the humble servant of God. Vanhu vakashandiswa naMwari.
People are used of God.
Vakutoita fanika ivo ndo vari kuraramisa vamwe vanhu.
They now think that they are the ones that are giving people oxygen.
Vakutofunga kuti vanhu vanokwanisa kuita vasina iye.
And they think people cannot do without them.
Kafungiro kakadaro ka.
That manner of thinking
kazarima demon.
Is full of demon power.
Pride.
Kuzvikudza.
Hanzi chenjera zvinhu zviviri. Zvitatu.
Be mindful of three things.
Chekutanga zvandakadzingira Satan kudenga.
The first thing, the one that I chased the devil away from heaven.
To be above the sons of God.
Zviisa pamusoro pevana vaMwari.
Pride, number one.
Kuzvikudza, chekutanga.
Kana uchingoda kungova enemy yaMwari, chingotanga kuzvikudza.
If you want to be an enemy of God, start being a proud person.
Mumwe akakudzwa manje kwete kuti aizvikudza iye.
One was given.
He accepted.
He accepted the worship or the.
Zvikanzi amataura ari kuita ndiMwari chaiye.
Since the way he speaks like God.
Haana kuvarambidza.
He did not forbid them.
Handiti. Haana kuramba kuti inhandisi Mwari sezvakaita muprofita wedu.
He did not say, no, I'm not God like what the prophet did.
Amuri kuita makundita antichrist manje.
He says, the way you're doing,
kutoregedza kuparidza.
You are making me an antichrist, so I'll stop preaching.
Confuse inini naMwari.
Because you're confusing me and God. It's not like that.
Worship God.
Namatai Mwari.
Inini ndiri mwana waEla.
I am the son of Ela and Charles Branham. Those are my parents. You're baptizing in my name. As if I'm doing this as a Branham ministry. These are not Branham things. The pastor read. He would say. He's gone. He paused. Waiting for him. Because he's not the one doing those things. And you're confusing me with God. You're confusing me with Christ.
In the name of Branham.
Baptizing in the name of Branham.
But Herod haana kurambidza manje vanhu vake.
Herod did not forbid the people from worshiping him.
Akanzi matauriro acho is a God. And immediately, ipapo.
Right there and then.
Moses' foot was not spared.
Moses
had
caused him not to get into Canaan. The people who do the same thing. The people who cause you not to do that.
Not your things,
but the people. For you to miss heaven.
They are going to
put you high up.
But vakakuendesa zvisina Mwari mukati.
When they put you high up and God is not there. You are going to be stricken by the Lord.
Saka Herod haana kurambidza vanhu vake.
Herod did not forbid the people. He let them continue.
Immediately makonya aka akatanga kupfaka nyika.
Then the
kuteten Mwari mupenyu.
He was eaten by worms. He died after being eaten already. Because he was confusing people. He took the place of God.
God will never allow anyone to share
Mwari,
his glory.
Havaregeri munhu kuti agoverane naye kubvinya
kwake.
So people don't cause ministers to do that. Don't let them miss heaven by what you're going to do. The way you're elevating them.
No.
They are respected servants of the Lord. Do not cause them. When they pray for you, then you think if you are healed because of him. Nobody can heal the other person. No one has got that power.
There is only one healer, and that is Jesus Christ. But you must not share that glory.
What I did to this brother, he came. What I did to him, I laid my hands on him, brother.
Got Satan.
And I told Satan,
this is your end.
I said, this
get out in the name of Jesus Christ.
That is Jesus, you are Satan.
And
the demon fled. What I saw that day, brother.
Mashoko acho katauriro kacho kauri kuaita.
The way you are expounding,
but how you are saying it.
Asikatauriro kauri kuzviita.
It's not what you are doing, but how are you doing it.
But kaitiro kacho kauri kuzviita iwe.
So be very careful.
Saka iwe chenjerera.
Don't share God's glory.
Iwe rega
Moses shared that
Moses
glory.
I da kushare glory ya mai.
You rebels.
Zikanzi imi.
Shall I bring water out of this rock?
Indichaburitsa here mvura kubva mudombo.
He took his stick, that staff.
Ndokuva atora tsvimbo yake.
And he hit the rock.
Ndokuva rova dombo ruviri.
And he said Moses.
Akati Moses,
come up hither.
Uya kuno.
You have glorified yourself.
Iwewe wazvisimudzira pamberi pevanhu.
Not me.
Kwete ini.
Therefore,
naizvozvo,
you are not going to Canaan.
Hausi kuzopinda Canaan.
But I'll do you something good.
Ndichakuitira chimwe chinhu chakanaka.
Come up higher.
Uya kuno kumusoro.
I'll just make you to see it.
Ndichangoita kuti uone.
But you are not going.
Asi haupindi.
Some time went by.
Nguva yakafamba.
And Moses said, please, Lord.
Moses akati ndapota ishi.
Please, can I go?
Regai ndipindewo.
Moses, kana iri nyaya iyi.
Moses, if it's on this issue.
Let's forget about it.
Kanganwa nezvayo.
You are not going.
Iwe hausi kuenda.
Take a lesson from there.
Iwe tora chidzidzo kubva ipapo.
One night as he was preparing himself to enter the pulpit, a beggar came to his study and asked him for some clothing. Look, my beggar.
Tarisa vapeniwa.
Be very careful. Never was mutambura.
Chenjera this beggar.
Be very careful of my beggar. Chenjera. Vamwe vanenge vari disguised.
Be mindful. Some of these are disguised.
Be very careful.
Chenjeresa.
Kana usina chekwabatsira igara kutaura zvakaipa pamusoro
pavo. If you don't have something to help them with, don't speak bad.
Usafunga kuti ishamo yaMwari iri pavari. Iwe hauzvizive. Siya zvakadaro.
Don't think it's the hand of God on them.
Kana usina kubatsira regedza kubatsira.
You can't help them. Just leave them.
But don't say anything evil.
Haikona kutaura zvakaipa. Chenjerera.
Handita kuverengesa apa.
You've made you read.
What you do to others, you are also doing that to Christ.
Zvaunoita
kuti vanhu. Ngatimboonai murume uyu aiteerwa nemamiracles.
Let's see this man who was followed by miracles.
Hero rimwe rombe rasvika.
There is another
one night as he was preparing himself to enter the pulpit. Kana muparidzi akuenda ku pulpit.
A preacher is going to the pulpit.
Musam confuse him.
Do not confuse him.
Mutaura naye zvakawanda.
And you speak to him about many issues.
Problems.
Give him your problems.
Mumba zvekuparidza.
And tell him what to preach.
Aiwa musiriro.
You don't do things that way.
Musiyei akadaro.
Let him be.
Mukamona uya kumunokwaza makadii pastor?
How are you, pastor?
Totenda Mwari.
God bless you. Thank you.
Don't talk much.
I cannot tell you a wonder one.
You might confuse the spirit.
No kuna kuvhiringidza mweya.
The movement of the spirit.
Famba kwemweya.
So they came a beggar. No clothing. Achida hembe. Madikoni batisai baba.
The deacons get a hold of this one.
Pabate ipapo madikoni.
Be weary when it comes to this issue.
Ngati pabate ipapo.
Let's hold on to this one.
Martin referred the beggar to his head deacon. The head of the deacon commanded him to leave. Get away from here. He was a beggar.
Angari mpemi.
So the deacon said, you get away from here.
Deacon akadai wabva pano.
We don't want to see your step here.
Tisinokuona step yako
pano. You must get away from here.
Ibva pano nekuchimbidzika.
Thereupon he went back to see Martin. Martin arose and gave the beggar his own fine robe and begged the deacon to bring him another robe which was of lesser quality. That night, as Martin preached the word, the flock of God saw a soft white glow of light around his person. Why? Because of what he had done.
Nekuda kwemabasa anga aita.
Surely this was a great man. Never desirous of aught but to please God. He lived a most consecrated life. Ndozva nanchireva zvaizvo kuti ma miracles kana achiitwa.
What I mean when miracles are done.
The munhu ari kuconfuse ne life yake. Zvinokobva zvakuconfuse.
A person that's got a conflicting life, it confuses everybody.
Asi tarisai kuti ma miracles zvikuitwa na St. Martin zvirikubva kupi.
The miracles that's following St. Martin's life, where they're emanating from.
Job 1, 6 to 9.
Job 1, 6 kusvika 9.
God has got an arch enemy.
Mwari vane muvengi mukuru.
Anonzi Lucifer.
And his name is Lucifer.
Abaddon.
Abaddon.
The old serpent.
Chimbu chikara chekare.
Satan.
Satan.
Who robbed him.
Akamu roza.
Took two-thirds of angels.
Akatora zvikamu zviviri kubva muzvitatu zvengirozi.
Ishu here ndikutaura.
Am I speaking the truth? Is that true?
Vangwatanga kuzvinzwa nasi.
Others have heard this for the first time today. We don't have time to get into that. He robbed him. And he left with just a third. But he would converse with the enemy. That's true. Let's read from the Bible.
Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. And the Lord said to Satan, "Whence comest thou?" Then Satan replied, "From going to and fro in the earth, and from going up and down in it." He is the arch enemy.
They are conversing. What way? You.
Your number one enemy. And then you are saying you are going to heaven.
What you are
going to denga? Conflicting
with the heaven.
He's an arch enemy.
The one who robbed him and,
robbed him and
stole from him. They are conversing. But you. You don't talk to your enemy.
And anyway, you should not have an enemy.
How funny to have an enemy.
Blind Bartimaeus.
Both.
Timboverenga tishimbozwa kuti toita sei nevavengi vedu.
Let's read on what we should do to our enemies.
Blind Bartimaeus 570301. If you cannot find that one quickly, I'll read it from here. You know, when someone says evil about you and you want to take it up and get angry about it, that shows that you haven't That shows you haven't quite deep enough yet with God. Let's start again. You know, when someone says something evil about you,
having somebody speak evil about you is painful. If somebody has spoken evil about you,
social media, they
put you on social media and they were denigrating your character. It is so painful. Not because they are putting you there to praise you,
but they are
criticizing you and belittling you to make sure the world knows that you are a cheap person. That is so painful.
You know, when someone says something evil about you and you want to take it up and get angry about it, that shows that you haven't went quite deep enough yet with God.
After you've heard that a certain brother says this, the way you're going to react is going to show how deep you've gone with God.
Brother,
this is what the quotation is saying, not me. You haven't been deep enough with God.
Big men don't do those things.
If big men are talked about,
they
don't behave the way you would. They are going to see me.
They
are going to see me. The Mofu is my totem.
Big men don't do those things. That's what made him God to me. He was big. He did not have to notice their little scoffing. He had a purpose. He had a work to do, and that was to fulfill what God had sent him to do. And he was determined to do it. He didn't care what anyone said. And I say this with all respect. One time, pane mumwe murume ainzi David.
There was a man called David.
Mwana wake akamupandukira.
And his son went and made a scheme against his father.
Dethroned him.
Akamupandukira pachigaro.
Akatiza David.
David ran away.
Asina shangu.
Without shoes to put on.
Saka Shimei akabvaona mukana iwoyo.
And Shimei found an opportunity.
Uchaona kuti mukana iwewe.
You are going to get an opportunity.
Iwo uchauona mukana. Uchauya rega ndikuudze uchatouona mukana iwoyo.
Opportunity is going to come. You will see.
But don't behave like Shimei.
Haikona kuzoita sa Shimei iwe.
Shimei akaona David achichema.
So Shimei saw David crying.
Ukune mwana wa Dodo.
And then there was the son of Dodo. And there was Eliezer.
Mighty gentle warriors.
Varwi,
they were surrounded in him.
Vanga vakamukomberedza.
Are we together? Mighty ones.
Vane simba varume.
Abishai was also there.
Abishai anga aripo.
Joab was also there.
Joab anga aripo.
But Shimei.
Asi Shimei.
Akatanga kutuka David.
Started cursing David.
Mondiye munhu nhasi zvakuwana.
You are a murderer. It is fallen on you today. It has fallen on you today.
Waiti wakangwara iwewe.
You thought you were clever.
You bloody murderer.
Munaniropa
matombo bamtema kutema David.
Took stones and started casting
them. Fira David kubira mavu Shimei.
Casting sand on him and spitting on him.
Zvikanzi mbukaiti ngairegedzere ine musoro.
Then he says, shall we let this dog have his head upon him?
Zvikanzi mivane handradzi yangu ini.
He says, you my nieces, my nephews.
Vane my sister yangu.
You are the children of my sister.
Musadaro.
Do not do that.
Kokana ari mwari ati
what if it is God that allowed him to say that? You are going to get an opportunity.
It's either you're going to be a David or you're going to be a Shimei.
Either a David or a Shimei.
You are not going to escape that one. People are going to speak bad about you.
What's going to be your behavior?
You
are going to get an opportunity to speak bad about others. Like Shimei.
David akati ah amuda.
David says you don't handle things that way.
Pamwe katukiro kaindita pamushato ndinakirawo.
Maybe the manner that he has done it, it's going to be a blessing at the end of it.
Musadaro.
Do not do that.
Sikanza ah but hey.
But no.
But vanga vari kuzvinzwa.
They were feeling.
Because rangarira kuti varume ava.
Because these men
kaenda pa host of the Philistines.
That they are the ones that went to the army of the Philistines.
And David was dying because of the three men
went amongst the camp of the Philistines. 15 miles fighting one way and took the water. And David says, am I going to drink this water?
But
look at Shimei. He's belittling such a person.
And does not touch not my anointed ones.
Musa bata vazoziwa
va harm.
Musa vakuadza.
You're
going to get an opportunity, Shimei or David. What happened after that?
Shimei akatanga kuzvikudza.
Shimei lifted himself up with pride.
Nditendere kuti ndimbodramatize.
Allow me to dramatize.
Autaura nema friends ake.
Speaking to his friends.
Wavaona kapana zvavandita.
You see, they've done nothing to me. They are, they are nobodies. What has happened to me? I am Shimei. I am Shimei. They have done nothing to me. Were they not there, the Dodos? They've killed lions. Why didn't they strike me? They can do nothing to me. Nothing. Nothing.
But God was watching from heaven.
Mwari anga akatarisa kubva kudenga.
Oh, yes.
Hongu.
Anokuregera ogotambarase runyemba.
He will let you be what you want to be.
Makararwa.
And you speak rubbish.
Kusvika wapedza.
Until you are done.
But one day.
Rimwe remazuva.
One day. Ndozvine tamanje Mwari.
That is what God
does. Peter.
We've read in 2 Peter.
Anononoka.
He is slow to react. He is giving you an opportunity to repent. Then you think he's like you. He is counting.
One.
Strike one.
Two.
Strike two.
Mkombo aka usati wazara ka.
His cup is not yet full.
But you are going to do it one time too much.
Uchazozviita kekupedzisera.
Yes. Ipapo ndopa uchazozora kuti you are not clever.
Then you are going to see.
Munhu uyauya ndiye ari cleverer than yourself.
Now, that being is cleverer than you are.
The one was quiet. Brother, I'm sorry. Forgive me, I did not mean to do that.
Ndinegerere hama ndandisikade kudaro.
Yeah, usadaro brother.
Brother, don't do that.
Sadaro, brother.
Don't do that, brother.
You're an elder.
Don't do that.
Oh, nice. But he's counting. Mwari akaverenga zvikanzi 10 times vana ava veIsraeri vandigumbura.
They have infuriated me. He was counting. The donkey said, "You have struck me 3 times." The donkey counted thrice. But then the cup, you get your time and fill. You will not know when the cup is filling. When the cup is full, it's full.
You pay. You reap what you would have sown. You sow to the wind. You are going to reap a
whirlwind.
Stolen waters are sweet. Bread that is eaten in secret is good.
Chingwa chinodyiwa muchivande chinonaka.
So Shimei did not know that.
Shimei haana kuziziva izvo.
That Absalom.
Kuti Absalom
was going to die.
Achazofa.
And he died.
Akatofa.
And David came back in victory.
David akauya.
Who was the first one to meet?
Ko akatanga kusangana nani?
Shimei.
Hoyo mahwekwe na Shimei.
Shimei's man.
Shimzi, Mr. Shimzi.
Kuchita zvaongo chitaka, dramatizeka, chifarisaka, chita zvaongo chitaka pamwe nevanhu, chita
katibone. We want to see.
Ko, the tables have been changed.
Mamirire zvinhu zvanga asanduka.
Saka be very careful.
Zvinochinjira.
Be warned.
Iva munhu ayambiro.
Chaona mukana saShimei.
You're going to find an opportunity like Shimei.
Tukuverenga apa.
We are reading there.
Handidika. Zviri kunzi kana munhu achinga taura zvakaipa pamusoro pako.
If somebody speaks bad about you,
to show that you are big.
Kuratidza kuti uri munhu mukuru.
You take no notice of the scoffing.
Unobva waita kunge usina kutombonzwa zvataura.
Haanga singade kudaro. Unofunga kuti ndiye here?
I don't think he meant it.
Brother,
do you think it was him?
Madimoni ndinoaziya, ndakambaadzinga.
Brother, I know devils. Chase them away. That's not my brother.
It's not my brother.
That's not even my brother.
It's just unfortunate. But he did not mean that.
He is this vessel that's been used, but he did not mean what he said. Somebody comes and says, "Have you heard what he was saying about you?" Read this. Read it for yourself. Can you read it? Did that not happen to Brother Branham?
And Reverend Best.
When the pillar of fire appeared there.
What did Best do?
What was Best doing? That pillar of fire
is coming. Because of scoffing.
We want to see if the pillar of fire can come and rest on you with your behavior. Let me go and console him.
Brother Boses. No, I'm not going to get into
an argument. Promise me that you're not going to get into a debate and argument.
You are saying
you're a student of Malachi 4. Can't you see this example?
I've
shown him. He just went again. I showed him. I proved him. I know these scriptures.
I proved him wrong. Azita,
see, what has he done?
Yeah.
Now?
You are
a student of Malachi
4.
With that, with those kind of arguments, you don't do things that way. People that have got love conduct themselves differently. Then Solomon was told by David, "Now I am dying." But you are clever. Shimei must not die a natural death. Give him a city of refuge.
David
was hurt. It hurts for you to be scoffed at. But David, in that pain,
they do not know what they are.
Even Christ himself, when he was hurt, he said, "They do not know what they
are."
Now, what you're doing, why is it differing from Christ, the one you're following? You see that God was having conversation with his arch enemy.
51:04. The words that I speak.
We That you get some opportunity to speak bad about the behavior. Like an opportunity that I have now to speak bad about you that's sleeping in church. It's an opportunity for me. But I am not going to do that. We will forbear with one another.
Can you get me that quotation?
The
ways that I speak.
Mashoko andino taura.
I'm sure I've got that right. Right, vachitarisa iyoyo.
They are looking that one up.
Let's go to God's preparation. 540401.
About 540401.
Paragraph 23.
Paragraph 23.
We start with I don't believe.
Tangane mashoko ekuti I don't believe.
You are not getting that one? I might. I might take it from here. Right. I don't believe in talking about people. I don't believe in that. I believe in rebuking sin and so forth. But talking about, well, this church is not right, and they are nothing but hypocrites, and this pastor is nothing. That is wrong. Anzi mwemusi.
One day, the disciples said, came to Christ.
Makutipa here umambo iko zvinezvi.
He said, will you give us the kingdom right away?
Says
that you're going to do, you must follow me. Don't mind about what's going
mind
on
your
around.
Own business.
Is your life with God
that
right?
That is your concern. Evil, whilst you are checking that one from 510413, the way that I speak, it's very important to me. So it is very, very important. Concern yourself about, is your life right? Don't care about what they are saying. Taona kuti David, zvechokwadi akarwadziwa, tapuwa proof yacho, kuti akarwadziwa kusvika, akataurira mwana wake kuti uyu hafani kufa in natural death.
You've seen David on that.
Kuti afa nguva yake isati yakwana yekuti afe ne natural death.
And he gave an instruction to Solomon saying, Shimei must not die a natural death, he must die
izozo,
by some means.
Zvakaitika nekuda kwekuti anga arwadziwa.
He gave that instruction because of hurt.
Tikutoziva kuti zvacho zvinorwadza.
We know that it's very painful.
As behavior yako manje.
But your behavior.
Arwadza kudaro.
After being hurt, what are you doing about it?
Yes, those are two levels.
That's what we want to know.
Subject is about perfect love.
The subject we are talking about here is perfect love.
Perfect love.
It's called perfect love. If you don't have it,
you are not going to get into it.
So if
you didn't get that one, let me read. Now God bless you all. All the organizations, they are just fine. I have nothing against none of them. I don't belong to any of them. I try to stand in the breach here and say, Jesus loves you. See? Just stand in the breach. Quit arguing about one another's religion and so forth. Stand there and love one another. And then if you don't do that, if you cannot do that, then you ought to come to the altar and get the right with God. That is the right. Well, you say, brother, I've been a deacon for 20 years. I don't care how long you have been a deacon. Deaconship, aren't going to take you to heaven. It is the blood of Jesus Christ that is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, going to take you up. That is right. So you must be right with God with a mellow, sweet feeling towards everybody. Ready to do a favor and be a kind brother to a sister or a sister, to the person that you really know is your enemy. The Bible said, love your enemy. That is true. So he says here, with a good, mellow, sweet feeling towards everybody, ready to do a favor.
The person
who is
doing bad, the one who's been speaking bad about you.
If
they don't have money and they're broke, you give them a hand. Then, so that it can be a blessing to them. If his family is struggling because of school fees, give him a hand when you can. Even after they've spoken so bad about you, that is your duty.
His duty,
his fulfilling his portion of scripture.
But you,
now, don't get in the same spirit with him, because you're going to be stricken by God, the both of you.
It is
duty to show that I am a son of perdition.
Now,
show yourself that you are a son of God. Do not copy after them. If you copy them, you'll be stricken, because you are a son of God and maybe they are not.
They're
going to realize later that I've made a mistake.
Say, I did not mean that.
I am sorry, I never meant it. I did not mean to do that. But the cup was full.
Mess was gone.
Nyasha zanga zaenda.
Tritese. Nguva yedu ichienda kudai.
Our time is flying by.
54:12:19 AM, Divine Healing, paragraph 72. All right, get rid about that one. Let's go to 54:0401. I like this quotation.
I have not finished it.
Paragraph 23. So don't say nothing evil about Christians.
Whosoever professes to be a Christian,
the Bible says, or this quotation says, don't say nothing evil about Christians. Don't try to harm Christians, because you will reap what you sow every time. Touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. For it was far better for you that you have a millstone tied at your neck and drowned in the depths of the sea than to offend my anointed. Is that right? So don't say nothing about Christians. Maybe some of them don't just live right. My Christian guy. So even if they don't live right, so don't say nothing about Christians. Pangwe, some of them don't live just right, or just do right. But that is God's child.
One who is misbehaving.
Don't say anything evil about such an one.
He's
a child of God.
Mwana wa Mwari.
Hanzi taona munda mazara masawi.
We've seen so many tears in the field.
And
we take them up. He says, no. You cannot differentiate between a tear and wheat. Let them grow together. But when the time comes, now that is my responsibility.
Know
that this is serpent seed. You will never know. You will never be able to differentiate. No matter what they say, you can never tell that this one is a son of perdition, this is a son of God. It's not your duty to know about
it.
Your duty is to know your position. If there's something wrong you've done, you make it right.
Are we together? So it's not your duty to talk evil about anyone. Let the father take care of his own kids.
It's got nothing to do with the bad that they would have done towards you.
The father will take care about that.
Baba ndova chapedzirana navo.
If we go to fighting one another, God give us both a whipping. So let us just leave the other fellow alone and pray for him. Try to love him and correct him. Maybe God will help him. There's a difference between agape love and filial love.
58:03:14,
paragraph 12, buku rinonzi love. Tinzwe mprofita achitsanangura mtsauko.
We want to hear the prophet explaining the difference
between love and agape love.
Between filial and agape love. What is agape love?
That is the great need the world is dying for. And God is love.
What is lacking in the world is love. Not US dollar.
Kanama bond.
Bond not.
Kanama ranza. So zirikushaikwa.
Rand.
Izvakazara izvi.
Those things are plentiful. Even if though the children of the devil have got plenty. Now to have those doesn't make you a child of the devil. And to have a lack of those things doesn't make you a child of God.
Now you find in the church that what hindered the church has been the wrong conception of love. Zvinoita kuti church ifambire pamberi. Kutadza kunzwisisa shoko rekuti rudo.
The failure to understand the word love.
There is two different types of love. That is real love. One of them in the Greek word is called agape. That is God's love. And then a perverted love from that is filial love, which means human love. Filial comes from the word fellowship. The filial love is what you have for your wife. And a man might flirt with her or insult her, and he would shoot his brains out of here. That is what filial love will do. It accompanies jealousy. And many other things goes with it. But agape love would make you pray for his sinful soul.
Somebody smacks your wife.
Or
a thief. They want to provoke you. They'll just kiss your wife on the cheek. Now, what do you do when that happens? That's an honest question. What are you going to display? Show that you're a son of perdition or a son of God.
That is the difference between the two loves. God's love is the beginning of love. It is the fountain of love. And the church today is lacking in that. The real agape love. That makes you love for your enemy. Oh, if we only had that kind of a love, there will be a revival sweep this nation. From coast and from north to south. That is the main reason the church is not progressing. like it should. Apana rudo.
There is no love.
Gati mbenda kune behavior eva mwe vachikairi vedu mugwagwa.
To the behavior of some of the drivers in the roads, in the streets there.
Last time ndakambo kubvunza speed limit.
The other time I asked you the speed limit.
Maximum speed limit in Zimbabwe.
Maximum allowable speed in Zimbabwe.
Maximum speed limit in Zimbabwe.
Maximum speed limit
in Zimbabwe.
I'm not going to ask you that today. I am proceeding a step further with the drivers.
My motorists.
The motorists.
Vachitora 6104 15B.
So you take 6104 15B.
From that time, paragraph 24.
From that time, paragraph 24.
Inotanga yeshit, and I notice another thing.
It starts with, and I noticed another thing.
Bachenda ipapo. Pane iraka zvokutsvaga kuti zvino mbonzi highway code speed limit in Zimbabwe chii.
Is there anybody that has done the research to find out the speed limit in the highway code?
Nangoti tifano kupindura anza iyoyo avachitsvaga quotation asi vakaiona quotation tobva tangosiya zvakadaro.
Maybe we can answer that in the meanwhile as the brothers are looking for the quote.
Asi iwe uri kudriver chii?
What speed are you driving at?
Give unto Caesar what belongs to Caesar.
Weipa kuna Kesari zvekwa Kesari.
Quotation iyo takakuratidzai.
We've shown you the quote.
Aisiriyo yega.
It's not the only one
that
we want to speak about. We also want to speak about this 6104:15
from that time.
6104:15 from
paragraph 24 inotanga ichiti, and notice another thing.
The first words that come up there and notice another thing.
There's one thing that we are forgetting, friends, is our Pentecostal courtesy. See? Parking in lots.
Alright. Kupaka makapak. Pane chinhu chatiri kukanganwa hama dzedu dzechipentecost. Kungoidziranawo hunhu hwakanaka.
Sometimes I've noticed our Pentecostal brethren, when you could really pull in and give somebody else a chance to park. By the side of you, just drive in it anyway. Call somebody. Really makes what we call a boo-boo. On the road. Fly loose and tear down. Listen. That is not the way to be a Pentecostal Christian. Let us consider the next man. If he is wrong, let him be wrong. If you pattern after him, then you are wrong. See, let us think of the other fellow and just try to do right. And think right. I've got a slogan.
Dine slogan and
do right.
Ita zvakanaka.
It's your duty to God.
Do basa munga wako
kuna think right.
Funga zvakanaka.
That's your duty to yourself.
Do munga wako kwauri.
And you've got to come out right.
Iwe unofana kubuda kwazvo.
And if you try to practice the right thing, it will grow around you just like a vine.
Zvinongokura zvakakomberedza mberenga.
And if you cannot love your enemy, just as much as you love those who love you, there is something wrong about you. There is something wrong somewhere. Now, not just think it's my duty to love my enemy. You have got to really love him. I think we have said much about loving our enemies. Let us now come now to our title. Perfect love.
Rudo rwakakwana.
I would like to take my reading from
Buku,
The Rapture.
Book The Rapture.
65:12-04. 65:12-98. I remember that night.
Paragraph 198. Ndinorangarira usiku uhu.
Tichida kuzosvika paku vhara kuti tichienda kudzimba dzedu.
As we near to come to draw to a close so that we can go to our homes.
Sekuona kwa mamchita maemin anga chita mashoma.
As you notice the amens were coming down, the number of amens. Because this is not really a preaching message.
It's just a presentation.
To help one another to conduct ourselves right, even as we are driving. And let us not follow after them that's breaking the law. Especially in Harare, there is bad driving behavior. Even when you park, let's give one another courtesy, show one another courtesy. Must park the right way so that the next person can find a slot. Even when we're in the road,
there is
another story. Somebody was following them, driving right behind them. So when they stopped,
says,
my friend, is this your car?
Yes, says,
it's mine.
Oh, and confused.
I was confused. I saw a sticker. You said I'm a Christian. I thought you had stolen the car because you're driving. Christians don't drive like that. So as we are moving in the streets, let's help one another. Don't drive aggressively.
You're
cursing people in the road.
She reads a bell.
Just hooting unnecessarily. One day somebody is going to come out of the next car and strike you. I'm telling you the truth. If you haven't been stricken yet, you're going to
be
struck. Others don't want people that hoot. Have you noticed that? So if you are struck, don't think it's persecution for Christ. No. You're going to remember what I said. That's that behavior can warrant you to receive a beating.
198. I remember that night. For I seen that. I seen the preview of the bride. Can I the preview?
If it's saying preview. You know what the word means?
The preposition. Pre.
Pre.
And we've got the stem view.
Pre. Kufano. Kuona. Uzoona. View. Kuratizwa.
Tiri kufano kuratizwa. Suri pambeli.
It's a preview of what's coming.
Kufano ratizwa. Warukunzi the bride.
You're being giving a preview of the bride.
Manje imomo.
Them that are going to enter. We are getting a preview of the bride.
Asione manza yakanaka.
Now you have got good fortune. You are being told about the behavior. When the rapture goes, you are not going to be surprised because you know your behavior that you cannot keep.
You've got
good fortune. By the time you die, you know I was successful or I failed. Because you know yourself. That's good fortune. You are told beforehand. You are being given the answers to a question paper before writing. Some teachers
zimsake.
Open and then they leak the exam so that they get results. I am saying, when the rapture is going, you will know whether you are going to fit in or not. If you hear that Los Angeles is sunk, it is not going to be a surprise to you that, it's finally sunk. With what I was doing.
But sure,
have you heard that it sunk?
You behave hysterically because
you know the life you're living. That the sinking of Los Angeles, what does it mean? You are going to hear about it one day. Are you going to rejoice?
Ndichaimba, ndichafara.
Going to sing.
Kana ndanzwa kuti Los Angeles yanyura.
When you hear that Los Angeles is singing.
Uchaimba here nekufara.
Are you going to sing and rejoice?
Yanyura.
When you heard it sunken.
Kana uchati vakomana.
You're saying my word.
Saka zvakureve chizvi.
What means this?
Ndosaka ndati une rumbo rakanaka.
That's why I say you've got good fortune.
Ziva zvichazoitika.
You know what's coming.
Things that are to be.
You are being foretold that when you get there, there is a curve. You must curve.
Slow down.
Slow down.
Don't speed.
There is a pothole there. You are being foretold. But some rushing 190 km an hour. They don't know there is a cave that's coming.
Change into a lower gear, my heavy trucks.
They are saying you must change, engage lower gear trucks. What do they know?
Truck is automatic.
It's an automatic truck. This one.
Oh, well, to change again to the another gear, and if you don't.
You must drop another gear. What it gives you are going to be surprised.
Yeah, end up. Deep descent.
Now think that if I reduced my speed, I will not
and
be
I
where
remember
I am.
That. The preview of the bride.
Preview of the bride.
My visions, I was with Brother Branham.
The visions Brother Branham saw are true.
I stood there and seen a beautiful lady.
Just
correctly dressed and things marching this way. There was somebody standing by me in the vision and I seen they said the preview of the bride. I seen her go by, they come on this side and went around. I heard it coming up. The church is coming. From this other side. The Asia church.
Kereke Asia.
Oh, you talk about filthy. Here come the European church.
Kereke Europe.
Oh my. Oh. And then ahead a rock and roll coming.
Rock and roll.
Up. Rock and roll up. Could never know the match.
To them that play the instruments. I'm not going to teach you how to play. We don't expect you to play rock and roll in church.
Brother Kadiwa Albert, sorry about this.
Brother Kadiwa Albert, no Roman Jews.
One day
he spoke to a young man.
He
says, do you see the way the people are rejoicing in church? It's the way you are playing.
That type. If
you not played the music, that kind of playing.
There
is some sort of music that's played that's provoking. Somebody just gets into the flesh. Something that they've eaten. And then they even lose themselves. A manner of playing.
Because
it's got an anointing behind it. Brother Albert was telling that brother, if you had not played.
So in
that
other
manner,
words, Angachi Jesus the young man.
He was teaching the young man.
Kakadai,
this manner of playing
akaiti,
is not appropriate.
Asiridzani mzira akadai.
But you can play this other way.
He's a veteran, he knows about it.
Now you
young men, when
you are being taught, what are you going to say?
You are
going to be given that opportunity.
Miss
America came by. She didn't even have on any clothes. What makes a woman want to be naked? Besides being anointed heavily by demons. If you want to know whether you are anointed of demons,
you don't
sister,
need a preacher.
I wouldn't parish to tell you that.
Behavior.
Just observe your behavior. The way you dress will tell you. I am an inhabitant. Why do you want to expose your body?
There
is a man in the Bible that we knew that would tear his clothes.
Alright. Imi nchimbondudze kuti munhu anonzi ifashion kupfeka jean rakabvaruka. Ifashion.
They say it's fashion to put on those ripped denims.
Ifashion kupfeka zvakabvaruka mamvembe.
Fashionable to put on that.
Ifashion iyoyo.
They say it's fashionable.
Ah, madimon.
Those are demons.
Mazvinzwa vafana.
Have you heard that, young people?
Musapfeka zvinhu zvakabvaruka.
Don't put on clothes that are torn.
Vabereki, musatengera vana zvinhu zvakabvaruka.
You parents don't buy those things.
Achisi chimanje manje.
That's not modernism.
That's
demonism.
And the 560. Recognizing your day and its message.
Recognizing your day and its message.
You tanga ichiti he give.
Akapa.
Saka kana uchida kuzviona izvozvo.
You want to see that?
Kuti une mweya waMwari here sisi.
Sister, whether you have the Spirit of God or not, just check your clothes whether they are tight fitting or not.
If
they are tight fitting, why are they tight fitting? What is making you want that kind of taste, fashion taste? Don't do that, sister.
And I looked down, she was laying by my side, and I raised up my pillow, and as many people have done, put my head upon the headboard. No, I don't think this one is it. Is this 560? Recognizing your daddy's message, 560, he give. Vachitsvaga toti isusu chii chinoita kuti zvidaro kupfeka zvinobata
ende
chii chiri kuita kuti urege kutongoziva kuti ndozvazvakaita
aisozviri
kutaurwa here kuna Revelation chapter
3
blind Laodicea
mapofu
you cannot even see kuti zvawakapfeka zviite.
You can't see that what you're and putting on is inappropriate.
Ndikukubaira zvani kuti uya utenge. Uya ndikupe mafuta uzodze meso akwai.
Now come and buy eye salve to anoint your eyes
so that you might see.
Kuti uone.
Uya uzotenga nguo chena.
And get yourself white robes.
Kuti ufukidze kusafuka kwako ikoko.
So that you can cover your nakedness.
Blind Laodicea.
Laodicea mapofu.
Munodire kudaro.
Why would you want to do that?
Saka sister. Iwewe.
You
are your own prefect.
Wewe ndiwe prefect wako wega.
And he gave Peter the keys to the kingdom, and what bound at Pentecost is bound forever. That is the reason the bride came into re-preview. The second time there has to be a church called out of the latter day. Like there was in the first day, just exactly. The tree has come to its roots, up to the bright tree, like it did in that time. God's masterpiece again, as I said 2 Sundays ago, to be taken to the city. God bless you. Satan is defeated. He knows that he's going like a roaring lion. It isn't long. He's finished. He knows his time. He's going like a roaring lion. I want matching of the how they were matching. If you cannot get it, let me read it from here. The preview. Vakaona church yekuAmerica, masupiro yanga yakaita.
The field that was associating itself with the American church.
Right, I'll read it from here.
Chiverenge kubva pano.
from paragraph 201.
About paragraph 201.
And this book is The Rapture.
Marizui, The Rapture.
Right. Write about the church coming. And then when them women passed by, all doing all kinds of rocks and things and short hair and painted faces. And as they passed by like that, supposed to be virgins to Christ, and when she passed by like that, I turned my head, you know, with this holding in front of me. It was disgraceful. And they were going like that. And I turned my head to weeping like that. I said I could not stand it in there. Him standing there, and me knowing that me, a minister of the church, and that is what I'd produced for him. I said, oh God, I can't look at it. Let me die. Let me fade away. And as soon as it went out, every time one of them would come in, they would go to a certain place. Then drop off, I would hear the sound of it as it went away. Then I heard something like onward Christian soldiers. I looked and here come that sainted bunch of little girls. Just exactly the way they was. All correctly dressed. Their hair hanging way down on their backs. Smooth, clean, marching like this to the step of the gospel. She was the word. They looked like one out of every nation. I was looking at it as they passed by and seeing them pass by. Instead of going down, they started going up. I noticed one of them trying, two or three of them trying getting out of the line. And I screamed, stay in line. And the vision left me. And I was standing in the room screaming, stay in line. Tuskana utku. No problem.
Looking at the others. Started copying after the others.
Sometime ago, I was a Sunday school teacher.
I told the children, don't want to be an escort too much. They will make you do anything if you ask or request to be included. And they tell you, you are going to enter in dancing.
You have no choice. The
way that they are dancing, they hire a choreographer to come and teach
them.
The way that they are going to get into
where
the church.
Where is the anointing coming from? Somebody from the world teaching you a way to march.
Others followed after
them.
Eucalyptus tree. They want to see rejoicing. Everybody is free. Eastly weddings are boring. They said it. Eastly weddings are boring. You mentioned one deacon.
He's
the number one person that makes the wedding so boring.
They're
copying.
And that is coming in church. And Kaitiro Kachoka.
They're crisscrossing. See what they were doing. Crisscrossing.
Like
they're going down. That man of is saying it's fun. Is that fun for you? Are you sure? I saw them dancing in that
man.
Where did they get this choreographer who can make things happen like that? And it's happening in church.
So disgraceful. But they were marching according to the gospel truth. Onward Christian soldier.
Onward Christian soldier.
And it.
I don't have time to read
But iwe chirega kukopa. Regeza vaite izvozvo nekuti ndo vanofanira kukopa chizvita. Asi iwe uchirega kukopa.
Do not copy them.
You were stay in line.
You are the one that was being instructed
don't
to stay in line.
Don't copy that.
Haikona kukopa nore. That's not your portion. Yes, it's exciting. But is it pleasing the maker?
That's done and is said.
Zvapera zvese zvaitwa.
Christ. Aremekedzwa here nika dance kukama muchiti.
Is that dance exciting or pleasing the Lord?
Hanzi unobowa iwewe.
Ah, you are boring.
Ndiwo vacho vataitaura kuti unobowa.
These are the ones that are saying they are boring.
Unoita kuti mushato usanakidze.
You are the one that makes the wedding boring. You are the one that you are the one that makes the wedding boring. Let the people be free and enjoy.
Kufara nezvinhu zvisiri zvemushoko.
Rejoicing with things that are not worldly. I'm not saying don't do those things. You must do it because that's your portion. I am speaking those that want to copy, but it's not their portion. Don't do that, sister. As we close,
Brother Branham, beyond the curtain of time.
Brother Branham, seri kwa chitiro chenguva.
Tipeiwo 60:05:15.
We have 60:05:15.
Rejected King 127.
Rejected King paragraph 127.
Tufamba pazasi.
Move down with that quote a little bit.
Kandi paraphrase muzovirenga zvenyikumba.
I can paraphrase it, then you can read it at home.
As
we come to a close.
Zvinanda kubvanda pesera kutaura zvanga zvakukreta ushamwari wakaipa.
What I mentioned just now was creating bad blood.
Saka ndokuti sorry kana nda kugumbura.
Now I am saying I'm sorry if I've stepped on your toe.
Asi ndokuti haikona kuisa nyika muchechi.
But I'm saying don't put the world into the church.
Siya nyika iri kunze.
Leave the world out.
Usaisa nyika muchechi.
Do not put the world in the word or in the church.
Tarisa kuti zvinokwana here mushoko zvamuri kuita izvozvo.
Now you must measure, see if it fits into the word, what you want to do or what you're doing.
Saka iwo uchabvunza kuti saka muda kuti tiita sei.
Now we're going to ask, what do you want us to do?
Handizive.
I do not know.
Imi ndimunoziva.
You know better.
Ndimuka munoziva, saka itai zvamunoziva.
You are the ones that know better, and I'll do them things
asi
that you know.
Very careful.
Asi chenjerera.
Kuti musaisa nyika muchurch.
Don't put the world in the church.
Ngatidzike nayo, handei.
Go down.
And the foot. And the foot. And the. Right. And I don't want you to miss this. It has changed me. I can't be the same Brother Branham that I was. And I looked and I heard something kept saying, you are just starting. Press the button. Just keep pressing. I shook my head a minute, and then I thought, well, probably just thinking like that, you know, person gets some imaginations, I said. I just probably imagined that. It said, keep, press the button, keep going, and I said, maybe I said it. And I put my lips within my teeth and put my hand over my mouth, and then it came again, said, just keep pressing. If you only knew what was at the end of the road. Daiwai ziva, brother. Daiwai ziva, sisi. What is at the end of the road?
What's at the end of the road?
And it seemed like I could hear Graham Snelling or somebody that sing that song like this. They sing it here, Aname and all of you. I'm homesick and blue. And I want to see Jesus. I would like to hear those whatever bells chime. It will be bright in my path and would vanish all fears. Lord, let me look past the curtain of time. You have heard it saying here at the church. And I heard something say, would you like to see just beyond the curtain? I said, it will help me so much. And I looked, and in just a moment, one breath, I would come into a little place like Slanted. I looked back, and there I was laying on the bed, and I said, this is a strange thing. Ndoza zvinoita kana uchinge wafa kana wabuda mubodhi nei. Unokwanisa kuzviona wakarara.
That is what happens when you
now I would not want you to repeat this. This is before my church or my sheep that I'm pastoring. Whether it was I was in this body or out, whether it was a translation, it wasn't like any vision I ever had. I could look there and I could look here, and when I hit that little place, I never seen so many people coming, running, screaming, "Oh, our precious brother." And I'd looked at young women, and maybe in their early 20s, 18 to 20, they were throwing their arms around me and screaming, "Our precious brother, here come young men in the brilliance of young manhood." And their eyes glistening and looking like stars on a darkened night. Their teeth as white as pearl. And they were screaming and grabbing me and screaming, "Oh, our precious brother." And I stopped and looked, and I was young. Kanawafa,
Avramburu Mdar. You will not remain an old man. No.
Akuna chembere.
There is no old people in heaven.
Akuna hara wakudenga.
There is no old men.
Zvakatomboratidzwa pano
panyika. It was shown on the earth.
Abraham na Sarah.
Abraham and Sarah.
Zvika confused Abimelech.
And it confused Abimelech.
Akati paita musikana apo. Paita mandara apo.
There is
uyu ndoda kuchata naye manje uyu.
I am going to wed that chaste virgin.
Manakiro awakaita.
Sarah, your beauty.
Iti uri hanzvanzi yangu. Otherwise ndinourayirwa iwewe.
I am your brother, otherwise they will kill me, they will assassinate me for you.
Allow me to say this, sister. When Pastor G. Tutani passed away,
Pastor G. Tutani Babaka Tungamira,
and Pastor Chesa Wangwari Pamberi, it was a dream. Akabunza kuti, Brother G. and Sumba, I want to say as well.
Pastor Chesa was up front, asked the husband, "I don't see the brother these days."
Because no, Pastor G. Tutana asks me to go.
He's not feeling well.
I see.
And the one.
Ndavarota vashandurwa.
I dreamt of him changed.
Asi vangavari kuperekedzwa.
But he was being escorted.
Iwo vangashandurwa kuita mukomana mudiki.
He was translated to being a young boy.
As Pastor Chesa vangavari pamberi vakabata briefcase yavo.
But Pastor Chesa was in front of him holding a briefcase.
And there was somebody as well.
Pangabani mungu munhu angaripo zvekare.
I don't want
to make mention of their name. They might fear, lest they fear that, am I the one that's next?
So the way brilliance of young, in the brilliance of the youth. So young, beautiful. And he was confused and said, "I don't understand this." And these young women throwing their arms around me. Now, I do realize it's a mixed audience, right? There was no human sensation. It wasn't there. There was no yesterday. There is no tomorrow. They didn't get tired. What a beautiful place to go. They were such pretty women. I never seen such pretty women in all my life. They had hair way down to their waistline, long skirts to their feet, and they were just hugging me. It wasn't a hug like even my own sister sitting there would hug me. They were not kissing me, and I was not kissing them. It was something that I have not got the vocabulary. I haven't got the words to say. Perfection would not touch it. Superb would not even touch it in no way. It was something that I never. You just have to be there. Pane vakatogara muno vachange varimo.
Some were sitting here will be there.
Manje kuti uyu achange arimo uyu achangasi.
It's not written now that this one will be there, this one will not.
Saka tirega kuvagumbura ivavo. Nekuti zviri nani dai guyo rakasungirwa pauri.
Now, do you know the harm those?
Those zvakaitwa naMwari haana kuda kuti vanhu vacho vazikanwe mazita avo.
God did not want those people, their names to be known.
Asi vatorimo muno.
But they are here.
Vachange varipo ipapa.
Those that are going to be part of these.
And I looked this way and that way. And they were coming by the thousands. I don't understand this. And here come Hope. That was my first wife. She ran and never said my husband. She said my precious brother. Hakuna varume nevakadzi kudenga. hakuberekwe vana ikoko.
No children there.
That is the intelligence of devils.
Ungwaru wemadimoni.
Nekubereka vana pano panyika. And when she hugged me, there was another woman standing there. That's hugged me, and then Hope hugged this woman, and each one. Let me repeat that. It was introduced by Satan, the way to reproduce. It was not ordained of God.
Somebody might get lost right
there.
The serpent came and beguiled Eve and he said, now you know better.
And I thought, there's something. Would I ever want to go back to that old carcass again? I looked around there and I thought, what is this? But Hope seemed to be like a guest of honor. She was no different, but just like a guest of honor. And I heard a voice then that spoke to me that was in the room said, this is what you preached was the Holy Ghost. This is perfect love. And nothing can enter here without it. I am more determined than ever in my life that it takes perfect love to enter there. There was no jealousy. There was no tiredness. There was no death. Sickness could never in there. Mortality could never make you old. And they could not cry. It was just one joy. Oh, my precious brother. And they took me up and set me on a great big high place. And I thought, I'm not dreaming. I'm looking back at my body laying down there on the bed. And they set me up there and I said, oh, I should not set up here. And here come women and men from both sides just in the bloom of youth screaming. And one woman was standing there. And she screamed, oh, my precious brother. Oh, we are so happy to see you here. No kana uri mtwene, ndozva uchaitwa izvozvo kana uchinga wafa, which is opinion face the resurrection. And I said, I don't understand this. And then that voice that was speaking from above me said, you know, it is written in the Bible that they were, in the scriptures, the prophets were gathered with their people. And I said, yes, I remember in the scripture. Said, why, this is when you gather with your people. I said, then they will be real and I can feel them. Oh, yes, I said, but there's millions. And the voice said, there are. And there's millions, there's not that many Branhams. And that voice said, there are not Branhams. Them is your converts. My students are Malachi 4. That is the ones that you have led to the Lord. And he said, some of them women, they that you think are so beautiful, were better than 90 years old when you led them to the Lord. No wonder why they are screaming, our precious brother. And they screamed all at once. If you had not have went, we would not have been here. I looked around and thought, well, I don't get it. I said, where is Jesus? I want to see him so bad. They said, no. Now he is just a little higher, right up that way. Said, somebody, someday he will come to you. Said, you were sent for a leader and God will come. And when he does, he will judge you according to what you taught them first. Whether they go in or not, will go in according to your teaching. I said, oh, I'm so glad. Did Paul does have to stand like this? Does Peter have to stand like this? Yes, I said. Then I preached every word that they preached. I never deviated from it one side or the other. Where they baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, I did too. Where they taught the baptism of the Holy Ghost, I did too. Whatever they taught, I did too. And then people screamed and said, we know that, and we know we are going with you someday back to the earth. Said, Jesus will come, and you will be judged according to the word that you preached us. And then if you accepted, at that time, which you will be, and said, then you will present us to him as your trophies of your ministry. Said, You will guide us to him, and all together will go back to earth forever. I said, do I have to return back now? Yes, but keep pressing on. I looked and I could see the people just as far as I could see, still coming, wanting to hug me, screaming, our precious brother. Just then a voice said, all that you ever loved, and all that ever loved you, God has given you here. Unovadere, Brother Branham.
Brother Branham, have you ever loved him?
God has given you. And I looked, and here come my old dog, come walking up. Here come my horse, and laid his head up over my shoulder and knickered. And I said, all that you ever loved, and all that ever loved you, God has given them into your hands through your ministry. And I felt myself move from that beautiful place. And I looked around, I said, are you awake, honey? She was still asleep. And I thought, oh God, oh help me. Oh God, never let me compromise. Never let me compromise. Thought, oh God, help me. Never let me compromise with one word. Let me stay right straight on that word and preach it. I don't care what comes and goes, what anybody does, how many souls, sons of Kish, how many this, that, or the other. Let me, Lord, press to that place. All fear of death, I say this with my Bible before me this morning. I've got a little boy there, 4 years old, to be raised. I've got 9-year-old girl and a teenager that I'm thankful of, for that is turned the way. For that is turned the way of the Lord. God, let me live to bring them up in the admonition of God. Above that, the whole world seems to scream to me. 90-year-old women and men, all kinds. If you had not have went, would not have been here. And God, let me press the battle. But if it comes to dying, it will be a joy. It will be a pleasure to enter from this corruption and disgrace. It could make you yonder 100 billion miles high, a square block, and that is perfect love. Each step this way, it narrows until we get down to where we are now. It will be just merely a shadow of corruption. That little something that we can sense. Oh, my precious friends, my beloved, my darlings of the gospel, my begotten children unto God, listen to me, your pastor. I wish you there. I wish there was one way I could explain it to you. There's no way. I could not find it. It is not found anywhere. But just beyond this last breath is the most glorious thing that you would ever. There's no way to explain it. There's no way. I just can't do it. But whatever you do, friends, lay aside everything else till you get perfect love. Get to a spot that you can love everybody, every enemy, everything else. That one visit there to me has made me a different man. I can never, never know. That was whether the planes are rocking, whether the lightning's flashing, whether spies has gone on me, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. I'm going to press that battle by the grace of God. While I preach the gospel to every creature and every person that I can, persuading them to that beautiful land yonder. It may seem hard. It may take a lot of strength. I don't know how much longer. We don't know. Physically speaking, may God bless you.
Kurangwaengwe kumira ni 9 minutes.
My apologies.
Neurombo nekudawa izvozvo.
But I was taking you into familiar grounds.
Ndichikupinzai munzvimbo dzamunoziva.
You are going to familiarize this. muchanyatsozinzwisisa nekuziva rimwe ramazuva anouya when the roll is called up yonder
uko remazita kana rodeidzerwa
on the bright and cloudless morning
mwana nayo akajeka sina makore apo vakafa muna kristu
vachakana
mazita odeedzerwa unenge uripo here hama yangu ini ndoda kuvapo
mwari andibatsire
lord help me
ndoda kunge ndiripo
I want to be there
tichisvika pakuvhara tingasunge tese
maybe we can stand to our feet as we close this service
can you sing us a song brother tafadzwa
Timbiro ereru yo, brother Tafadzo.